Welcome to NFL Picks versus the Spread, Week 12. I'm from the Lingus Mafia Podcast. My name is Cav Manning. I am along with your friendly neighborhood gambling expert. That is Mr. Billy Body.
Hi.
So we're a little late this week, but because it is Thanksgiving week, that has caused a lot of, there's running around over here, especially because over in England, they do not have Thanksgiving, as you well know, or some of you don't know. But however, I have 50 families I have to see because, you know, no one ever stays married. So, been traveling the fucking world this week.
Are you cutting out on your end as well? Or just
no,
on mine?
No, it must be on you. Everything sounds okay over here so far. So running around and doing all that. So we didn't get your Thanksgiving Day games. However, I did really well for Thanksgiving because I got all these right. And I had picked the Bears to win, but Lions plus the points. So that worked out well for me. And I took the Raiders with the points. And also on my pick'ems for my little group picks, I picked the Raiders to win flat out. So I was very happy with that this week. Did you do anything over the Thanksgiving Day games?
You're really choppy for me, so I'm trying to make out what you're saying. But my only major play was on Buffalo to cover the spread. That was it. Buffalo minus 6.5.
All right, so you get that covering the spread. I know we did a little bit of college this morning, which actually paid off. I did a two-team parlay with points, and that was Michigan and Auburn. So I covered that one. I was happy about that. I was a little worried about the Michigan one, but that actually came through.
Yeah, we had Purdue Boilermakers as the main play to win by 15. They won easily. Alabama in play at over 3-1. They won.
And where's the best place to get all your gambling bets?
Yeah, the best place is lockbetting.com, and the best time to do it is on December the 1st. By the way, we're keeping this really short because it's 5 a.m. I've been sick for 2 days. So what happened was on Wednesday, I was away for the Paris Saint-Germain Man City game. My son was there trying to meet Lionel Messi on Tuesday. Then we went to the game on Wednesday. One of the things that happened is Mauricio Pochettino, the Paris Saint-Germain manager, who's linked to Manchester United, was at the hotel. Austin got him to sign an autograph and then snuck in a Man United shirt. Just, as I said, just see if he signs it. He can only say no, and he did sign it. And it was picked up on by the media that were also staying at the hotel because PSG were there. Someone from the media came up to me, didn't say they were from the media, and said, did your son just get a Man United shirt signed? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, can I take a picture of it from my WhatsApp group? So this snaky bastard turned out to be a massive journalist for Sky Sports and put the shirt and story all over the world. And I'm talking all over the world. Every football site in the world, every sports page had it.
Is that a big deal over there that like somebody would sign somebody else's jersey? Because I bet you like Rodgers would sign a Bears jersey. Like, I don't think anyone would give a shit.
Well, if they're linked, if Rodgers is, the way we work things here is that there's no draft or anything. Like you negotiate with other clubs for their other players and things. So if you had that system there and someone rich could say the New York Giants were the richest team in the NFL and they were offering $200 million for Rodgers and there was speculation that he was going to go and the Packers fans, and he was in the media saying, nope, my heart is in Green Bay or whatever, and then he signed a Giants jersey, that would be a story. That's kind of where we're at with it. So it was a story. So I kind of called into a radio station about the actual story. They actually had me on for about 15 minutes that evening.
Jeez.
From the radio station, someone recognized my name, because I've been in Big Brother, contacted me, asked me if I wanted to do a story with a legitimate paper. So I had to stay in Manchester till 5 a.m. Missed all the Thanksgiving games because I didn't, 5 p.m., sorry, missed all the Thanksgiving games because I didn't start my 5-hour drive till 6 p.m. Only caught the Buffalo one because I had to drop Austin home. Then I had to return my hire car because at the moment I'm in a hire car because my other car's fucked. Got back to the Buffalo game and then woke up as sick as shit the next day. Like, I couldn't fucking move. I was almost paralyzed. That's how bad I felt. I felt almost paralyzed. I'm not paralyzed at all. I'm fine. Like, but yeah, so I'm doing this at 5 a.m. because Cav's been out and about today and I'm still sick. So you're not going to get much in depth. You may get it in the write-ups tomorrow over at lockbetting.com, but I'm just kind of doing this as a routine so we don't miss a show. Yeah. And I'm just going to plow through picks. There are a couple of games I'll talk about, but if I don't care, I won't talk
yeah,
about
then them. We'll just pick a game. Because yeah, it's 9 okay. p.m. here. I've been running around and it's 5 p.m. for Billy over in jolly old England. So let's start off with, well, I hit my lock last week, which was the 49ers. So I was happy about that. And I continue on. So it was, go ahead.
My lock last week. I was robbed by the referees last week.
Oh, you picked, it was the Packers, right? You picked them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was, I would tell you, I'm just worried because it's Minnesota and they just play each other. It's so fucking tough and close. I'm like, I just, it's that interdivision game. Unless it's Green Bay against Chicago, then I'm always expecting a close game, even if it's fucking Detroit. Steelers.
But in the end last week, I had a bigger play on something else in the end. I can't remember off the top of my head what it was. While we're doing a show, I'll find out.
Steelers in the Bengals. And the Steelers are getting 3.5. I will take the Bengals here. The Bengals already beat them pretty bad the first time they played. And now it's in Cincinnati. I think the Steelers are finally starting to realize who they are and sliding down. I don't think they would make the playoffs. I made a bet with somebody that the Steelers won't make the playoffs, so I'm hanging on to that bet still. I will take the Bengals.
Okay, the Chiefs ended up being my biggest play last week. Chiefs money. I liked Steelers at the start of the week when this was 5.5. I was going to play up to six and a half. Mm-hmm. It's nowhere near playable now. I'll probably pass on this game, but I'll take the Bengals for the show.
Okay. I'm not jumping on this either. The Bucs and the Colts, this scares me a little bit because now the Colts seem to be moving a little bit, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still the Colts, and I'm not trusting them for a while. They really have to show a lot more. And the Colts are only getting 3 here. The Colts are at home, but I will be taking the Bucs to cover this 3.
Yeah, I think one of the key standout points in this game is the fact that the Colts have been doing well, but they've been playing a lot of teams that they've been playing a lot of teams where they've been able to get to the passer. Now, nobody protects the passer better than the Buccaneers do. So Tom Brady's going to have loads of protection here in this game, and he's going to be able to pass it around where he wants. He's going to get some big plays, which I think will be different makers in this game. Now, on the other side of the ball, they have to stop Taylor, and if they can beat a team that stops Taylor, then they'll be the ones that win the game here. So that's the two key things: how much time Brady gets and how much that they can control Jonathan Taylor in this game. I mean, they were able to control the run really well for most of last year, but they only really came really good towards the playoff part of the season. But yeah, I think that they'll put out a stand up because they haven't got a big win. They don't have a big win. They've lost to the tough competition, any tough competition they've had, and they've won every game we expected them to win. I mean, their schedule was so easy. It was a schedule where you could genuinely see them going 17-0 on the six, or something like 15-2 realistically. But I think for them to already be where they're at, 7-3, I believe, is that right?
Yeah.
7-3. So yeah, I don't think that represents a good season for them so far. I think they need a big win.
The Panthers are playing at the Dolphins. The Panthers are 5-6. The Dolphins are 4-7. It's funny the hype that the Panthers were getting when Cam Newton was back, like they did. So, like, Cam is running to the middle of the field now, putting the ball down and doing the Superman thing. I laugh because I see that, and they lost. I'm like, you know, calm down. What is this? And all of a sudden, like they're the fucking world beaters. Carolina is -2.5 here. So the Dolphins are getting 2.5 points. I'm worried about this because I can see the Dolphins winning this game. I'll take the Panthers. Reluctantly, but I'll take the Panthers here only because, like, I have more faith about McCaffrey.
I'm going to take the Dolphins. I had the Dolphins 1.5, but initially at the start of the week, so I'll take my extra couple of points. I mean, the Dolphins season's not respectable yet, but it is starting to get better. It's moving in that direction of what can pick up 7 or 8 wins. So you expect them to win games like this. They beat the Ravens at home. They beat the Jets on the road last week, which is a divisional game. So there's decent momentum now with the Dolphins. They've won 3 in a row, actually, coming into this. So, no, I'm not going to change the trajectory for Cam Newton being in a team at this stage of his career.
Okay. The Titans against the Patriots. This is one of the big games a week, probably one of two big games that is going on this week.
Ridiculous line this has got to.
7 points.
7.5 points.
See, for me, I see right now 7 that the Titans are getting. I will take the Titans. And
yeah, you're seeing plus money on that 7, though, like a different type of odds. It's not the -110, -110, is it?
Well, all right. Now, I only look at, like, I'm looking at ESPN, and that just tells me the points. That doesn't tell me anything else. But I'm like, everybody, like, all of a sudden now it's the Patriots are going to the Super Bowl. I talked about this the other week where everybody's, oh, my God. And granted, the AFC is very, very wide open. It is not a slam dunk to where now, you know, the Bills are trying to build themselves back up, but they've had quite a few hiccups. And now the Patriots are starting to do that. They start to roll at the right time, right? And Mac Jones is in a great, you know, he went to a great situation. If any of those other quarterbacks are in this situation, I think they are just as good, right? So, but the Titans are a real good team still. And I'm like, all of a sudden now the Titans are, you know, a joke because they seem to play down to who they have. So I don't think they will play down to the Patriots. And
look at the losses. The losses to the Jets.
It's horrible. So it's like they play down to the opponent, which is the Jets and, you know, the Houston. It's like, why? You should have one loss, you know? It's so ridiculous. But Vrabel is playing against his old team and his old coach. At 7 points you're getting, Titans.
Yeah, same.
Okay. Eagles and Giants, another big rivalry. Eagles are at the Giants. Philly is only giving 3.5. The Giants seem to stick around a little bit. God, you know what, though? The Eagles look like they're almost on that upswing where they were completely dead and now they're winning. Like, and this is one of those teams like they should be able to beat bad teams, which is the Giants. The Giants, I think, will hang around for a while where you'd be like, I should have taken the Giants. But then I think the Eagles will pull away a little bit. I don't think the Giants' home field is like the Eagles' home field where it's crazier people. So I will give up those 3.5 and I will take the Eagles.
I had some stats for this game that I can't find right now. But it's been a long, long time. I've only got the last stupid site that I'm using is only bringing up the last 3 games, which obviously the Eagles have won. Mm-hmm. Now, by the time I do my write-up for this game, which I'm probably giving away is going to be a play, you'll see how long that record runs in terms of how dominant the Giants have been in this series. I wonder if just Wikipedia just tells you straight up season-by-season results. No, you've got season-by-season results, and I can go through it and work it out here. But what you see, even when you go through Wiki, is you see a big load of, like, green for Eagles wins. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll be able to find a date where the Giants actually win a game here. You got to go back to 2013, where Giants actually won one, where there was a split. No, is it 2013? Let me have a look here. Shit. Yeah, 2013, the two teams had a split. So yeah, you got to go way back to then. Otherwise, then it goes very quickly back to Eagles. Giants won the double in the year they won the Super Bowl. Then it goes back to Eagles. My point is that this is a really dominant series. Mm-hmm. There's also data there to back up the spread. As I said, I'm going to breeze through this. Haven't come onto this with my notes today, just trying to be consistent with making sure we have a show out here this week. But by the time I break this down, you'll see why this is a really strong play. Okay. So I'm going to go for the Eagles here with the -3.5.
The Falcons are going into the Jagoffs. Talk about another even matchup here. Atlanta's only giving 2. I'd like to think the Falcons are better than the Jaguars. Being at the Jaguars is the only thing that freaks me out a little bit. However, it is coming up on December, so it's not going to be like a sweltering. It'll be pretty comfortable. So I'll take the Falcons here. It's only 2 points. I think the Falcons should win this.
Yeah, this is that don't care game,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes. There's a couple of them, and the next game is another one.
I can't trust the Falcons after their performance the last couple. I think they could actually lose this game.
Okay. The Jets and the Texans. Here's another who cares one. Houston is -2.5. I think Houston, like we said, isn't as horrific as their record is. It's 2 wins, and the same as the Jets is 2 wins. When you say, oh, they both have 2 wins, the Texans seem a lot better, though, than the Jets. The Jets are like one of those, they're just a disaster. They're badly coached. Everything's a mess. And so I will take the Texans here. I have more faith in Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, I mean, well, they won last week against the Titans, and obviously we talked about how the Titans played down, but we've also talked up this season how Tyrod covers spreads and how he's more reliable, and when you see these big spreads of 10-plus when Tyrod's playing to take them. So if we rate him here as a quarterback, like, you have to take them to win this game. I think they're a better team. I don't think they're the worst team in the NFL. I think that debate is between the Jags, Detroit, and the Jets. I don't think the Texans are in that conversation when Tyrod plays. But yeah, 2.5 points, nothing.
Okay. The Chargers going into the Broncos. The Chargers are giving 2.5 points to the Broncos. So the Broncos are +2.5. The Chargers are 6-4. The Broncos are 5-5. The only thing that worries me even a little bit is that the Broncos would be home. However, the Chargers are just a better team. It's time for them to just be like, it doesn't matter where they're playing. If they're that much better, this should just be what they do. I know they're a little up and down. Like, I think they should have smashed Pittsburgh. It took, it was down to the wire. They're getting to be that mature team where they got to take care of the teams that they should take care of. So I will take the Chargers and give that 2.5.
I agree with you. This team had a bit of a dip, but I think they'll bounce back here. I don't think Denver have those any strong wins really. Oh, yeah, sorry, they did. They beat the shit out of somebody where they weren't supposed to.
Dallas.
Right, that was it, Dallas, yeah. That's not valid. But, I mean, that's somewhat of an anomaly. We've seen that be sort of the instigator of a downtrend for Dallas, who have injuries and whatnot to deal with as well. And they are beginning to lose games very quickly. They're sitting at 7-4 now when they were looking at being one of the top seeds in the NFC. Mm-hmm. And then case of, can you see off the Eagles, which is weird. That was not even a conversation before. I think the Chargers win. I think they may have got out of their little funk.
The game of the week. This is the Rams at the Packers. And it is 7-3 versus 8-3. This is to go into the bye week for the Packers. Rodgers with that toe is having a problem. He's saying, he won't really say what the hell happened to his toe. It's very odd. And people like McAfee, they're like, did you just stub your toe onto a piece of furniture? And like, he won't say what happened to him. It's fucking weird. This was a pick 'em earlier, and now it's the Rams -1.5. I'm actually picking the Rams here because I can't admit, 3 in a row, and they just came off a bye week, which helps for them. And Stafford has seen this team a billion times. I think that really helps. If this is Goff over there, and it's who cares, but I think Stafford really helps this situation, even though he has been not so hot these last couple weeks during these 3 losses. But I think they bounce back, and then the Packers get their much needed rest that they need going into the bye week.
I've seen a lot of people make this pick. Are we getting 2.5 points with you now?
It's 1.5 for me.
It's up to 2.5 where I'm at. So for me, I don't even want the 2.5. I'm just going to, all that means getting bigger value on the money line. The money line now continues to get bigger and bigger as people continue to bet this game. Look, under Matt LaFleur, we've never ever lost back-to-back games. We're the only team in the entire NFL that can say that over the last three seasons. Coming off a loss under LaFleur, as the Packers are doing on Sunday or tomorrow, we're 8-0, and the average margin of victory is 14.9 points. So we bounce back and we win by 15 points each time. So I'm not worried about this. I mean, this Rams defense, like, yeah, they're coming up a bye week, but in previous weeks, they haven't even been able to get off the field. So they've been a team that have allowed fourth downs continuously in those losses. And now they have to come up against Aaron Rodgers, who is playing up an injury so that he can get applauded for playing with an injury and winning. That's how this guy manages his media, I think. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. But the Rams are not a better team than Green Bay, even in a neutral place. So how are they favorites to Lambeau and win? This team haven't figured out anything as of yet. The one prop that I like in this game is that I was surprised last week how much the Rams were using Beckham.
Yeah.
And Beckham tomorrow is just, his yardage is, receiving yardage is only 28 yards.
Oh, really? That's good.
So it's like, he didn't actually make that last week, but the fact that they were trying to utilize him already, and they've had this bye week.
Yeah.
They're obviously going to implement him more into the game plan. And we do give up those plays. We have given up those big yardage plays. We didn't for a period of time where we had, where we weren't giving up too many points, but yeah, I think we will give up some yardage to him, but I still think we'll win the game.
Okay.
And that's what we need, because we're the ones getting 2.5. So it's not often you get Packers in this situation.
The Vikings going into the 49ers. If this was in Minnesota, I would take Minnesota. It is here in the 49ers stadium. The 49ers are giving 3.5. Eesh. 49ers by 6.
It's like I don't know what to do with this game, really. It's one of those games I'm not interested in this week. I think that the 49ers are worse at home, but now they're like actually on this run at the moment where I'm going to continue to take them. I think it is a playoff run. And I think by playing it more often than not, you end up making money. So for me, it's a blind play. Some weeks we're going to lose, but I feel like 70% of the time we're going to win on this run because they'll get to the playoffs.
The Browns, this is Sunday night, the Browns going into the Ravens, Lamar Jackson off of being sick for a week and couldn't play because he was that sick. Baltimore's only given 3.5. I think Baltimore beats the shit out of the Baltimore beats the shit out of the Browns and wins this game.
Yeah, I mean, I like this game a lot. Last week, Baltimore played without Lamar, and the Ravens still won in Chicago. And the Browns, they had like a nail-biting game at home last week against the Lions, had loads of players out. So I don't see how the Browns win this. I think they're really struggling here this season. Baker Mayfield's banged up. They should just play Case Keenum, but they don't because there isn't too much between them. They're 2-5 ATS in the last 7 games. Baltimore at home here as well. I see the Ravens defense holding like the rush attack of Cleveland throughout this game and then just converting points on the other side and winning this by more than a touchdown. Cleveland actually 2-9 ATS in their own division. They're 3-8 ATS in their last 11 meetings against Baltimore. Baltimore 8-2 ATS against division opponents. And also the favorites are 7-3 ATS in this series. So those are numbers there that favor Ravens, along with the fact they're at home and they're a much better team. And this line seems off. 3.5 doesn't seem right. I would have this closer to 6.5. Definitely going to take the Ravens.
Your last game is Monday. That's the Seahawks versus the Washington football team. And this is a pick 'em. This is even. It's hard to believe that Seattle is even with Washington. Washington's looked decent lately, right? And actually, they have a better record than Seattle, which is funny. But I will take Seattle to win this game. I can't imagine Wilson losing to Washington. I don't see it happen.
No, I think this is the last hurrah. Like, this is the final game where we have to win to where we can actually. They got way too much to do to get back into the playoff situation. But yeah, I think they'll win this game. I think this will be the letdown game for Washington more so than it will be the recovery game for Seattle.
Okay, and now it is time for the lock of the week. I will take the Buccaneers giving 3 points to the Colts. Bucs win and cover. Billy Boddy.
So tight between what I want to take here. I'm not going to take Green Bay, even though the data is phenomenal and I get to take an underdog as a lock. But I know what will happen if I miss that one. It'll be a case of, well, this guy picks his own team. I mean, I have.
That's
had a
always
lot
the
of-
problem. That's the hardest thing to ever do when it's your own team. It's always best to kind of stay away because your heart does interfere, you know?
Right. Also, like, here's the data for Giants Eagles. The visiting team is 5-1 ATS in the last head-to-head meetings, which is the Eagles, and New York Giants is 6-12 ATS when it hosts the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Eagles love coming here and beating this team, but that's actually been edged out for the lock for me. I have to take the Ravens. The numbers here are ridiculous. As I said, Cleveland 2-9 against a divisional opponent. The 2-5 ATS in the last 7 coming into this. 3-8 ATS in the last 11 versus Baltimore, and Baltimore 8-2 ATS against a division opponent, and 7-3 ATS. The favorite is 7-3 ATS in the series. So you just got to take the numbers here in this game. It's quite easily the standout lock for me. It falls under the very definition of what a lock is, which is loads of reasoning behind a play. And also, like, it goes alongside with what your gut tells you. When the gut tells you something and then the numbers completely match up to it, that's like a 1+1 situation to take a lock. So that's what I'll do.
All right, that is it for your picks this week. Make sure to go to lockbetting.com. You will have a complete write-up and more in-depth of what Billy is taking this week for his clients, where you can get all the rundown for the NFL, you can get soccer, you can get basketball. That is your place to go for your best bets, as well as when boxing is on, and UFC. That's what he'll have for you. Go to All My Nonsense. That's all at Lingus Mafia on Twitter. Check my pinned tweet if you want to join in the fun reindeer games that I have going on right now. Other than that, we'll be back on our normal time next week. So you can bet on more games. For Mr. Billy Boddy, I'm Cab Manning. Go make that money.
He could go all the way.